The last item on this morning's agenda is an important one. We have been on a long quest to get equal access to e-books, and we've been seeking leadership in that area from those working on e-book technologies. And I think the next gentleman to speak represents true partnership and innovation with the Blind of America in that effort. He is the Chief Technology Officer and one of the founders of VitalSource. And VitalSource has made a true commitment to building accessibility in a way that includes blind people and access to e-books. And this gentleman brings a long history of working in the digital publishing space and in technology. So I'm pleased to introduce to you for an item entitled Celebrating Excellence in E-books, a Commitment to Equal Access. Here is Rick Johnson.
Thank you, Dr. Riccobono. In the race for the states, I come from Arizona, so you can count one more for Arizona there. So we've heard a sobering and we've heard an inspiring message before me. What I hope to do here today is to empower you with a message to take home about education, to empower you with a message that really, for me, started back in the fall of 1980 as a young freshman in a university in Southern California at Biola University. When down the hall, a hallmate of mine was coming down, headed off to practice as an organ major, and I realized he was carrying Braille music. And here was a blind person on my hall, something I was not familiar with as the son of a Minnesota farmer, as being raised in rural California. It was not something I was exposed to, so I was curious. And so his name was Rick also. I started talking with him. He invited me into his practice, and he showed me something I had never seen before, how to read music with his fingers. And he described to me talking and seeing and feeling music in ways I had never heard before. My world was changed. My understanding was changed. It was amazing to me to understand what he visualized as he played this magnificent instrument, the organ. He would describe thunder rolling across the plains. He would describe soft rain. He would describe armies victorious in battle or lovers in an embrace, and I could see it through my ears. I could see it through the touch of the music in my fingers, and I could feel it through the vibrations of the instrument in a way I had never experienced before. This was the beginning of my journey. This was the beginning of my story, and it continued on as disabilities continued to grow as be a part of my world. More and more friends with more and more acquaintances, with my own nephews who are on complete opposite ends of the autistic scale. We as a family have learned and understood and celebrated victories as these parts of our lives have continued to grow and continued to inspire us. But as the founder of VitalSource Technologies in the mid-90s, this was something that I was ready to commit to and really to devote resources to, and I'm very proud to have had more than 15 years now of a commitment to something that is non-negotiable for us, and that is accessibility. Absolutely. We focus on educational materials. We focus on the learning process. We focus on how to make that a better experience for learners. And early in my career there, early in my understanding there, I started to understand the role of something very familiar to all of you, the Campus Disability Service Office on universities. And the critical role that they play in really providing access and providing help for students who need it. But I also realized there were some crazy things going on, like having to cut spines off of books and scan them into scanners to get them into your hands, having to do pleading with publishers or hunting texts down or working through convoluted channels to get access. And I came to realize that this is an end-to-end problem. This is what we in the industry call a supply chain problem. This is something that starts with authors who create content, and how do they create this in the right way? How do they use technologies that didn't exist then, but now are things like math description languages to describe math with MathML, interactivity that is accessible, videos that have text audio tracks, things that can enable from the authoring side through to the wholesalers, through the publishers of the content, through the metadata, through even the retailers, and how do students get access to content? This whole chain sat really upstream of what we typically think about with the user who's using the book. And it's a part of a whole process in a supply chain. And although my wife, who is a professor and an educator, says this is a somewhat out of vogue term, the term mainstreaming is what I thought of as I learned this. And mainstream, not so much from a student being placed into something, but from a book being placed in the right place. Mainstreaming the content and the supply chain. Users should be able to get access to content where everyone else gets access to content. They should be able to use the same applications. They should be able to use the same storefronts. They should be able to use the same course management systems. This is fundamental to what we are doing at Vital Source. This is fundamental to how we have approached our solution in the marketplace. We live in a very privileged position with a parent company named Ingram out of Nashville. And if you know anything about the book supply industry, the book industry, Ingram is the largest wholesaler of content in the world. They are a trusted position between 38,000 different publishers and the retail marketplace. They work worldwide, and we as the educational arm of Ingram are delivering content right now to more than 8 million students at more than 6,000 institutions in more than 200 countries and territories around the world, with 500,000 titles available from 750 educational publishers. This is a huge commitment on our part, but we deliver it in an accessible, functional manner on Macs, on Windows, on iOS, on Android, on Kindle Fire, on Chromebooks, and in any modern browser, with the same high function experience, working behind the scenes to make sure that things happen internally, the phrase in the industry is we eat our own dog food. You know, we do what we tell you to do. We walk the walk and talk the talk. We help with the industry to make sure that we can educate people, we can lead people, we can work with organizations and government communities and government committees, and to be committed to providing this type of capability. We ourselves have brought on board blind expertise in our core development team. We have worked with extraordinary partners like Tech for All to help us understand what the needs of the market are, where we are lost or where we are wondering. And we have fundamentally realized something that many people don't in this arena. And that is, accessibility is not a checkbox. Accessibility is not something you arrive to. Accessibility is not something that's ever done and a destination you're at. It is fundamentally a journey. It is something you have to commit to. It is something you have to do on an ongoing basis. As software changes, as hardware changes, as tools change, you need to be involved in the marketplace and be committed to that. And to that point, we at Vital Source and we at Ingram at large have three fundamental commitments that we live by. Of course, there's the legal obligation. Most people, when you say, are you accessible as software, they say, well, yes, we have our VPATs. We conform to Section 508. We're WCAG 2.0 compliant. They check off these checklists. That's only part of the solution. We, of course, do that, but the second thing that we work with, as I mentioned before, is the supply chain, to make sure that we can use our position to train, to influence, to lead, to pioneer, to work with the entire supply chain to make it as accessible as possible. But then fundamentally, we do a third thing. We have you out there. We have our partners we work with. Hold our feet to the fire. Test us. Use our software. Tell us what works. Tell us what doesn't work. And on an annual basis, we actively go out and we have people hold our feet to the fire to see, are we really doing what we claim we do? Not with sighted people, with yourselves, with blind people, with disabled people, to really give us direct feedback of how we're doing so that we can fix it. And I say all this not to brag. I'm not up here to talk about myself. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm here to empower you, because there's a lack of an understanding out there that tools are available, that solutions are available. And I want to empower you with knowledge to know that these things exist. It's been a while, I realize, since I've been in education. You look at me, if you could see me, I've got a gray beard, I've got graying hair. I see many of you out there like me. It's been a while since you've worried about a textbook, I realize that, but you have a unique position. You are the leaders, you are the advocates, you are the voice of the rest of the community, the voice of tomorrow, the voice of our children, the voice of the next generation, and we are all lifelong learners. Access to learning materials cannot be about special versions, special applications, or special processes. It needs to be mainstreamed. It needs to be there where everyone else is getting access. Absolutely. The challenge of education is hard enough without adding any barriers that don't have to be there. So you are the advocate. You have the access to these solutions, and you have an obligation now to tell people about this. So we are very proud today to be announcing and to make sure that people understand VitalSource is expanding our accessibility solutions with new content, with new applications, and with increased collaboration. Let me just touch on those three things very quickly here. If you follow the industry at all, you'll know that about a year and a half ago, we acquired a company called CourseSmart. CourseSmart, in many ways, is a partner of ours at sometimes, is a competitor of ours at sometimes. Together, we were the two largest ebook providers in the world. We are now one company. One thing that CourseSmart had that we did not have was a really great way of dealing with something that we all would rather not deal with, and that's PDF files, okay? They had worked with the government, they had worked with a STEP grant to take the 1,000 leading titles in education and to do the hard work necessary to make sure that as PDF files, they had the markup in place, they had the structure in place, they had the alt tags in place for images, they had all that work done. So we're proud to announce that for the August back to school season, we will have those 1,000 titles available on our platform, fully available throughout all of the devices I talked about, fully available worldwide through our different retail and partner channels. This combines with the 500,000 titles, of which 200,000 of those are in an EPUB format. And EPUB is highly accessible. We're very proud of the work that we have done in advocacy and collaboration around things like EPUB. We were involved in the committees to create EPUB 2 and EPUB 3. We're very active in working with the DAISY Corporation and the IDPF. I sit on the board for the IDPF. I have a fond working relationship with many people in the arena around the book industry study groups, fantastic support grid showing what capabilities different readers have, the Center for Accessible Materials out of Georgia Tech, the EPUB initiative, yourselves in the NFB, a fabulous group of advocacies and collaboration that we work with. And we're continuing our involvement, as we have for many years, with yourselves at this convention. And then lastly, we wanted to announce today that there will be new versions of our applications available for the fall to take advantage of more accessibility options, take advantage of the latest updates from Apple, from Microsoft, from Google, from the different environments, the different browsers, the different screen readers, and to provide greater assistive support in the different technologies that attach. And something else, we're announcing as well for our downloadable applications the ability to do something that you all have asked for many years. I have a file. I've got this EPUB document it's either an OER document or it's a novel that I want to read or it's some other file that I've come across, and we will now enable you to be able to sideload that, to load that yourself right into the application, use our features, use our accessibility options, and be able to read that content in a fully accessible environment on all of the different download option platforms. So in closing, I just want to say that VitalSource has been at the forefront of accessibility issues from the beginning because we believe that providing access for all is a fundamental part of successful learning and teaching. We are very proud to share our recent innovations with you in this community that we have been involved with for so long. And we want you to know that we have a commitment to continuing to improve our products, to improve our services, to improve our industry through our leadership and our involvement, to make sure that wherever possible, each and every user can be fully supported on our platform. So there's one more chance to visit the exhibit hall afterwards. Come by and talk to us, learn some more, take the message home, because now you have the knowledge and you can share it and pass it on. Thank you very much. Thank you.